Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
When it comes to debt, Greece has the problem.
Oh, so true. They didn't know they were headed for trouble. They owe almost $500 billion, and that's $44,000 of debt for every Greek citizen.
Sheesh. Totally irresponsible. Outrageous.
It's totally different from us. I mean, we owe a mere $14 trillion or so, and that works out to a measly $46,000 per American.
Come on, that's real American, hardworking, patriotic debt, not the European kind that's ruining the world.
Or maybe we're not being honest with ourselves.
Also a possibility.
It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, June 30th.
The last day of June. Let's get a check for the morning's top news. A possible alliance between two terror networks in Afghanistan and Pakistan. In Afghanistan, coalition forces now say Pakistan's militant Haqqani network was behind the attack on Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that left 20 people dead. Coalition forces say a top Haqqani leader was involved in planning the attack, has been killed in airstrikes in southeast Pakistan, and that Taliban operatives actually carried out the attack at that hotel. A spokesman for Afghanistan's interior ministry says the attackers entered the country from Pakistan, and the defense minister in Pakistan says it will no longer allow the U.S. to carry out strikes from southwestern air bases. In Iraq, three American soldiers were killed in the southern part of the country yesterday, bringing the June death toll for U.S. troops in Iraq to 15. That means it's the deadliest month for U.S. troops in 2 years.
The cost of war efforts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan could reach around $4 trillion. That's according to new research from Brown University's Watson Institute for International Studies. Those figures come as the White House and Republican lawmakers wrangle to reach a budget agreement before an August deadline. President Obama chided Congress for dragging negotiations until the 11th hour, saying even his daughters don't put off their homework till the last minute. And he suggested lawmakers should scrap their plans for the 4th of July.
If by the end of this week we have not seen substantial progress, then I think members of Congress need to understand we are going to, you know, start having to cancel things and stay here until we get it done.
The president is pushing to end tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, while Republicans remain opposed to any kind of tax hike. The first ruling by a federal appeals court on the health care overhaul has come down in favor of President Obama's plan. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel affirmed a Michigan judge's decision that the government can require Americans to have insurance coverage.
Senate is expected to approve General David Petraeus as the new CIA director in a confirmation vote later today. In New Mexico, hundreds of additional firefighters have joined the battle against a 125-square-mile now blaze near Los Alamos. The city has been evacuated, and the Los Alamos Research Lab has been closed since Monday when an acre of lab property actually burned, raising concerns about possible contamination from materials stored or buried on the lab grounds. Lab Director Charles McMillan reviewed air samples from the area.
We're seeing just the results we'd see in any other fire. There's no additional material in the sample from lab activities or from our waste management activities.
It's not the end of the story, though. The fire is just 3% contained so far.
The Federal Reserve has moved to limit debit card transaction fees at 21 cents. And Greece takes up a second final vote to implement austerity measures passed yesterday. The chairman of the Athens Chamber of Commerce tells our partner, the BBC, he disagrees with the government's approach.
What was passed through Parliament yesterday, in my personal opinion, is a stay of execution.
The vote intensified clashes between protesters and riot police outside the Parliament building in Athens. Asian markets and European indices are up, and so are futures right now. The Dow starts at 12,261, the S&P at 1,307, the Nasdaq at 2,294. Coming up later this hour. She was an American girl. I like that song. You like that song, John?
Great
I like
song.
It. So
Tom
does
Petty.
A presidential candidate, hopeful Michelle Bachmann.
Good for her.
Problem is, Tom Petty doesn't seem to like her using it. We're going to be talking about when musicians don't give politicians permission to use their song and why it happens to Republicans more than Democrats. That conversation later. But for us, pick out a candidate and then tell us what should be their theme song. Sing it if you can. 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, we're going to talk about tough choices in state budgets.